Oh, I found that. Hello?
Hi, is this Donna?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, great. This is Shinga from the Home Care Agency, Family First.
Yes, thank you for returning my call.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so you reached out. Who is this in regards to?
My sister.
Oh, your sister. Is she on Medicaid?
No, unfortunately, she's not.
Yeah, she wouldn't be eligible for Medicaid?
We're not sure. We have to find out how that works.
Oh, okay. I could try to see if she would be eligible. If she is, then we can help her apply for Medicaid and then for home care services.
Okay.
So,
that would be great.
Yeah. Where is she located?
She's in Southampton.
Southampton?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would that be in Bucks County?
Yes.
Okay. What's her income, her monthly income?
What's your monthly income? Do you know it? Hold on 1 second. I'm right here with her, and she might be able to figure that out for you.
Sure.
That's the only thing you have, right, Ed? So she gets $2,430 from Social Security and another $400 from another something. From her retirement plan.
So $2,430 plus $400, so about $2,830.
Yes.
$2,830. Any assets like owning a house or car?
Well, she has a house, but she still has a mortgage on it. She still has a car loan.
Mm-hmm. Any savings or savings accounts?
Do you have a savings account?
Yeah.
What peanuts, like minimal?
There's a profit, like $1,000.
There might be $1,000 in it.
$1,000. How much is the car? You said she owns a car?
She does. She has a car payment.
How much is it worth, a car?
How much is your car worth? 19? 18?
I think it's $250 a month.
Yeah, but what's your car worth? And we wouldn't really know. What year is it?
2021.
The 2021 Nissan Sentra?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She has a car payment of $250 a month.
Okay. So the thing is that the income limit to be eligible for Medicaid is $2,900 a month. So she's just
so she's under.
Right. She is under. Yep. But the resource limit for assets is $8,000. Is she married?
She's widowed.
Okay. So I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly if she would qualify for Medicaid because of her mortgage she pays, like the house and the car that she owns. But
right.
But what I could do is I could take her information. I'll send it over to our enrollment specialist, so she would be able to see exactly if she was she could apply for her for Medicaid, and then she would see if she gets approved for it.
Okay, that'd be helpful.
Is there a family member that would be the caregiver, or you want us to find one for her?
So that was my second question. Do you pay a family member to give care?
Yeah, it could be a family member, yes.
Oh, well, that's one of the items we were looking for.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Okay.
Her daughter right now has a full-time job, and if she can take FMLA and not lose her job, but she can't afford not to get pay of some sort. So how does your program work?
So what are you trying, so you think that she has a full-time job?
Yes, her daughter does, but she would have to take leave in order to care for her mother. She's caring for her on the ship, you know, at the time she's not working.
Okay.
But she needs somebody here during the day, and so my niece would have to.
So you're saying that she could do it after hours when she's home, like when she's with her mother, but. She would need another caregiver. for the time that their daughter is at home?
That, or her daughter takes family leave and then is available 24/7. Follow what I'm saying?
Okay, it really all depends how many hours she'll be approved for. So once she has active Medicaid and we will apply her for the services, then the insurance will approve her for hours. And it really depends how many hours she'll be approved for, and then we'll see exactly how many hours she'll be approved for. So then we'll see if her daughter would like to do it, or if not, we could send one of our caregivers. But it could definitely be a family member.
So in the event of a family member, that family member can only get paid if Medicaid pays for the services? Is that how I'm understanding?
Right. So it's either Medicaid. If she was not be eligible for Medicaid, then it's only private pay, which I don't think she would do private pay with a family member, because she would do it, then she wouldn't need an agency, I guess.
Only if she can manage to get paid. Otherwise, she's going to have to keep her job, and we're going to have to, we're going to have to figure something else out. You know.
Right. So let's first see how many hours she'll be approved for.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see if she is approved for Medicaid. If she's approved for Medicaid, then we'll see how many hours they'll approve her, and we'll see if her daughter could do all the hours or part of the hours.
Okay.
But first, let's see if she would be approved. Yeah. So let me start. What's her date of birth?
Her date of birth is 7/21/1962.
1962. And do you have her Social Security number?
Do you have her Social Security number? Uggs. Social Security number?
185.
58 okay. Okay, and now what's the first and last name?
Joanne, Joanne. McMullen.
Can you spell for me? Last name?
M-C, capital M-U-L-L-E-N.
E-N is an Nancy?
Yes.
Okay. And do you want me to put your number as the point of the main number?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay. And your Donna and your sister?
Yes.
Okay. Any other number to add in the file?
Well, her number is 267-322, and I just pulled a blank, Oggs.
Greg,
what's the end of your last? What's your last four? What's the last four of your phone number? I just pulled a blank.
267-322-0269.
Sorry about that. I pulled a blank.
Car worth between 14 and 15.
Oh, okay. Her son says her car. I'm sorry. We're backing up here. It would be about 14 to 15,000 would be the value.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry, I backed up on there. She texted her son who's in the car business though.
Oh.
She asked him.
Okay, now what's her address?
926 Willowpen, Willowpenn Drive.
Okay, Southampton, 18966?
66, yes, ma'am.
Any minors in her home?
Minors? No.
Yeah. Okay. So if her daughter would be the caregiver, do you want to first ask her, or do you want to wait first for the hours? If she would be eligible for this?
Yeah, if we can find out if she'd be eligible, then that's going to answer some questions.
Then I'll just take her name and number. Okay.
So her name is Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is Keller.
K-E-L-L-E-R?
Correct.
Okay.
And let me find her phone number because I don't know that. And her phone number is 267-565-7949.
49, okay. Okay, and so what are her medical conditions?
She's end-stage renal disease. She has calciphylaxis, so low blood pressure, which she's on medication for. She's had problems with abscesses over the last year, so and right now she can't even stand on her own 2 feet.
Wow. Okay. So I guess she needs assistance.
With general hygiene and, right now home health is starting to come out, but they don't do anything. PT is supposed to come, but it's going to be a while before she could even stand up and walk through the bathroom. So right now it's like we're looking into getting a hospital bed. That's how bad it is. So it'd be like getting her nutrition and she's very coherent. That's not an issue, but it's just physically she's very limited. So general care, bathing and changing her toileting or changing her diaper and getting her food and beverages.
Okay, so let me see if I got all the information. Okay, so I got everything, the basic information. Let me see if I have an enrollment specialist available now so I can transfer you over. Okay, great. Just give me a minute.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Sure. I'm still waiting to see if I have any of the enrollment specialists available.
All right, thank you.
Hopefully, yes. Hopefully there I'll have someone within the next minute. If not, I'll have them call you back. But let me see if I can get someone there.
All right, thank you.
Give me another minute. Sure, thank you.
Absolutely.
Harley, stop.